You know, I continue. Again, I want to continue the conversation with smaller races, right? I do. Because they're incredibly important, and so we bring you as many voices as possible. And being a state rep is not a small job. It's an important job. Smaller than some, but bigger than others, and it's all important. And State Rep John DeMoose is an American politician. He was a television producer as well, served as a member of the Michigan House of Representatives for the 107th District. He came after Lee Chatfield, by the way. Representative DeMoose, good to have you here.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing well. What's on your mind? Well, how long you done this? How long are you going to do this? Why is it so important?
Well, it's really important, and I'll tell you what, you're exactly right. This is not like being one step away from the President of the United States, despite what some people in my position may think. I mean, this is an important role, but there's a ton of important roles out there. And I've never seen a time in our history where we need to be involved at every level, from school board to the state level to the national level, because everything is going in the wrong direction. And I believe that with my experience, I can help turn that ship a little bit, and that's why I got involved.
I got you. Well, that's important. And what are the things that you look at Michigan right now? As you look at Michigan, and I'm going to go to the gas price map where we keep setting records every day.
Yep.
The average in America is now $4.48. The average in Michigan is $4.38. I paid $4.49 yesterday. Couldn't believe it. Most have ever paid for gas. It costs $100 to fill a pickup truck. Maybe a little more if you're a little bit more on empty. It is unbelievable. And yet, the governor and attorney general of the state continue to attack Line 5 in Enbridge, that I think has been a great corporate partner. What do they think that'll do to energy prices, or do they even care?
This is the most crazy thing I've ever seen. And they keep going, and you're exactly right. All these sort of leftists love to pat themselves on the back. Oh, we're going to shut down Line 5, and they scream no oil in our waters. There's not been oil in our waters. This is a safe pipeline. But they all pat themselves on the back as if they've done something good in this world. But the bottom line is we rely on this stuff. And so we've got a federal government which is on an all-out assault on oil. They've shut down, you know, the Keystone pipeline. They've just last week revoked a couple of oil leases. On the state level, we keep threatening Line 5. And you know what? On the state level, we can't even get this governor to suspend the gas tax for a few months, recognizing we tried to do this, that every gallon of gas has a 27.1-cent state gas tax on it. At $4.50, there's another 27 cents of state sales tax on this. Then there's an 18 cents tax on this. So you're in it for 75 cents a gallon before you ever get a drop of gas. And these people won't even consider any alternatives.
No, they won't. Well, the former failed governor of Michigan, Jennifer Granholm, you know, she cackles and laughs when she was asked about gas being $2.89 in Sturgis. Remember that? $2.89. She's laughing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's hilarious, yep. Jenny. And now, when Joe Biden took office, it was $2.25 where I live. $4.49 right. Yesterday. So you're up basically $2.50 a gallon. If you run 1,000 gallons a year, $2,500. If you get two cars in the driveway, it's $5,000. I mean, this is real money to people, and it's really hurting people. And there's got to be something we can do. There has to be, don't you think?
Well, there is. And I think on the federal, most of this sadly has to happen at the federal level, because that's where a lot of there's not a lot we can do about inflation on the local level or at state level. But that's why we did do things like try to suspend the gas tax. And you remember the weekend before, Governor Whitmer came out and demanded that the federal government cease their sales tax. There's 18 cents there. We all sat there and said, why is she doing that? We can control 27 cents tomorrow. And we passed it the next day to suspend this. But they pay lip service to this stuff. But you know what? We're in sort of the worst of all worlds right now. It's sort of everything we feared coming to pass all at once in terms of look at where the money is. There's never been a time when the governments have had more money and the people. I mean, look at what we're facing with inflation. And yet the government, the state government, is being flooded with dollars that we don't even need. I mean, this is nonsense. This is exactly the way socialism works.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you're on the right track. John DeMoose here. He represents the 107th District in the Michigan House. What is the 107th? Give us a couple of landmarks.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think it's the best part of the state myself. But we have the Mackinac Bridge, so two counties below the Mackinac Bridge, two counties above the Mackinac Bridge. We have the Sioux Locks. We have Mackinac Island. I live in Harbor Springs, which is near Petoskey, just a beautiful part of the world. It's just a really cool area up here.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. I spent a lot of time in Boyne City and Petoskey, so I can agree with you on that part of the state being just tremendous. Let me ask you about something else. What is going on with the Republicans when it comes to people like Matt DiPerno getting the nod to be the attorney general candidate for the Republicans, but saying that nobody will talk to him from the Republican Party? Same thing for the Secretary of State candidate. What's going on there?
Well, I really don't know. I've sort of been out of that race since the convention here. But here's the deal. And I explained to somebody this recently. We can keep fighting with each other and playing these games, but recognize that if the election were held today, Governor Whitmer runs away with it, which is horrible. She's doing a terrible job. So we've got to get our act together there. And if we keep fighting one another, we'll
now, why would you think that against an unnamed Republican, Governor Whitmer is upside down in the polls, according to the last couple of polls done by pretty decent companies out of Lansing. She's upside down against, you know, pick your candidate from the Republican side.
Well, that's great. That's great news. I just have, you know, and I hope that's true, because this governor needs to be replaced. It's just I see a governor who is a machine, and she's got a unified Democratic Party doing nothing but fighting for her every day. She has millions upon millions of dollars, and we still don't have a front runner. So maybe I'm wrong, and I hope I'm wrong, because this would be great to replace her. But if we keep fighting amongst ourselves, we'll give her the House, though, too, and we'll give her the Senate, and we'll reelect Dana Nessel and reelect Jocelyn Benson. Then let's see how we like it. So, I mean, that's a total disaster. So we have got to come together and stop this internal fighting amongst our party and focus on the real sort of enemy, if you will.
I would agree with that. Greatly appreciated, by the way. Where can people find out more about what you're doing, John, and how important it is to be involved, to get into the ring, as Teddy Roosevelt said?
Yeah, you got it. I that's one of my favorite quotes. The credit belongs to the man who's in the arena. It's a great thing. So you can look me up online at demooseforsenate.com. You could also, I do a lot on Facebook. I do all my own Facebook posts. So if you find my campaign page or my official page on Facebook, that's probably the best way to do it. Even though we all have problems with Facebook, you got to be there, because that's where the bulk of people are still. At least temporarily, hopefully.
There you go. John, greatly appreciate you being here. I wish you the best in your endeavor here, and I will talk to you sometime along the way.
Thanks, Steve. It was a fun conversation. Nice talking to you.
Thank you very much. All right, still to come, we're going to take a closer look at some of the other things going on out there, including the Democrats using a Castro slogan for their new outreach to Hispanics. Now, that makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? At any rate, I'll be right back on the Steve Gruber Show. Do not go anywhere.
You might be wondering, what's Enbridge doing to keep up with the energy demands of tomorrow? As a bridge to the energy future, we're helping drive the change toward lower carbon and renewable energy sources. That's why we're modernizing our infrastructure to be more efficient and reliable, and why we're investing in energy sources like wind and solar. We are Enbridge, a leading North American energy infrastructure company, and we believe when our energy meets yours, the future is full of promise. Enbridge, life takes energy.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down, unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
Do you have what it takes to be an entrepreneur? Have you done your due diligence on the most important component of your new business? You. Introducing the Grind Score, a tool to help you analyze how you will impact your startup. The Grind Score is a 24-question quiz developed by co-founder and co-CEO of Big B Coffee, Michael McFaul. Get his real-world insight and feedback on what he has seen work and not work in the startup. Go to thegrindscore.com and start your journey. That's thegrindscore.com. TheGrindScore.com.